أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونستهديه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله عباد الله أوصيكم ونفسي بتقوى الله تعالى كما قال سبحانه في كتابه الكريم بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. We praise Allah, we begin in His name, the most merciful, the most kind. We ask Him to send His peace and blessings upon our noble messenger Muhammad and upon His honorable family and His honorable wives and His blessed companions. May God be pleased with all of them. And upon all prophets and messengers that came before Him as guides to humanity. Amin ya Rabbil Alameen. There are foundations to being a Muslim and to living our Islam in the world. Our ulama, the people of the preservation of this deen, understood this, understood not everyone is going to be a scholar. And they ensured that every Muslim knew that their foundations to be able to live out their faith, to live out a good life in an ethical manner. One such scholar was Abu Dawood. As you know, in the history of Islam, in the early period, the entire enterprise of the preservation of faith rested upon collecting a hadith, What did the Prophet ﷺ say? What did he do? Oh, I heard he did this. I heard he said this in this context. And so many, many scholars of the early period, like Abu Dawood and Imam al-Bukhari and many others, collected everything that they could about our beloved Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, because there is no deen without the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. There is no Quran without the Quran and Sunnah. And they wanted to understand what is the Sunnah so that we may be able to walk in that path. And Abu Dawood, he said, جَمَعْتُ عَنْ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ خَمْسَ مِئَةِ أَلْفِ حَدِيثٍ. He said, I collected about the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam 500,000 hadith, 500,000 reports. وَاتَّخَذْتُ مِنْهُمْ مَا ضَمَّنْتُهُ هَذَا الْكِتَابِ. And I took from them what I felt most confident in terms of their authenticity, both in matn and in riwayah, in this book, which was Sunan Abi Dawood. They used to say that this book, مَنْ كَانَ لَهُ أَبُو دَاوُودًا فِي بَيْتِهِ كَانَ لَهُ نَبِيٌّ يَنْطِقُ. Whoever had this book in their home, it was as if they had the Prophet ﷺ speaking to them directly. Allahu Akbar. And then he went further and he said, وَيَكْفِي الْإِنسَانُ لِدِينِهِ أَرْبَعَةُ أَحَدِيثٍ مِنْهُ. Allahu Akbar. And it is sufficient for a Muslim in their faith for a hadith from this book. For a hadith. That comprise the foundations of living this beautiful faith. The first hadith, and these are a hadith you all know of, this is just a reminder. The first hadith that he puts in this, he says, the Prophet ﷺ said, إِنَّمَا الْأَعْمَالُ بِالنِّيَاتِ وَإِنَّمَا لِكُلِّ مِرْءٍ مَّا نَوَى إِلَىٰ آخِرِ الْحَدِيثِ. That verily actions are by intention and everyone will get what they intend. In other words, you will get what you intend. This has multiple meanings. I'll focus on two. The first is a very important one, which you all know. Our actions are not judged by their completion. They're judged by the intention of the action. It's important to understand this because the first three people that enter hellfire are people that we would deem the most righteous and pious in our communities, right? The scholar, the philanthropist, the shaheed. Every one of them, one by one, is brought by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the Day of Judgment. And they will be asked, why did you teach the deen? For you, O Allah, you're a liar. You did it so you could be honored. He asked the angels to take them to hell. Why did you give? I gave the li'la'i kalimatika, ya Allah. I gave to elevate your cause, to support your institutions. You're a liar. You did it so people can call you generous. Angels, take him to hell. He brings the shaheed. The one who gives up the one thing they can't get back. You can get knowledge back. In fact, the ulama, they say, knowledge is the only thing in the world. The more you give from it, the more you actually gain. Money, you can get money back. You can't get your life back. So this person made the ultimate sacrifice to protect the deen and people of the deen, to flourish, allow society to flourish with justice and adil and equilibrium and economics. All of this. This is why he fought. Or this is what he tells Allah. Oh Allah, I did this for your sake. He says, you're a liar. You did it so people can call you brave. Take him to hell. What's so interesting about this hadith is that every single one of them, despite being in front of Allah, they, instead of saying, Allah, you're right, I'm so sorry, I didn't do it for your sake, please forgive me, they insisted that they did it for Allah, which shows us that even in our sincere actions, we may lose that and become so deluded in our own sincerity, not realizing all of this is not even for Allah to begin with. To the point where even on the Day of Judgment, we will deny that we were insincere because of this ghurur, this delusion. May Allah protect us. So the first meaning of this hadith is one you already know. Our actions are going to be judged on depending on the state of the intention. But this also means that depending on what you intend, the doors of action will be opened for you. So if you intend falsehood and harm, guess what happens? You will see all the doors to that harm facilitated for you. If you intend goodness, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will always open the doors for goodness. And the happiest people on this earth, you should watch a documentary on Netflix called Happy. The happiest people on the earth are people, according to a neuropsychologist that came onto the documentary, he said 10% of happiness is devoted to what people think most happiness is devoted to. Socioeconomic status, power, all this stuff. He said 50% is qadar, basically. You can't change it. Where you were born, what family you're born into, what society you live in. These are things you can't change, and we have no problem with that. قَدَّرَ اللَّهُ مَا شَاءَ فَعَلْ. Beautiful. Allah willed this for me. Great. This is for me. He said 40% is what actually contributes to most people's happiness. He called this, his words, intentional activity. This means that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, through the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, is teaching us we are to live every moment with niyyah, with purpose, with intention. This protects us on the day of judgment. This allows us to be happy in the dunya, and it saves us from so much regret. Like the famous poem that, you know, the line of poetry, Aya layta shababa ya'udu. يَوْمًا أَيَا لَيْتَ الشَّبَابَ يَعُودُ يَوْمًا فَأُخْبِرُهُ بِمَا فَعَلَ الْمَشِيبُ. Right? The line of poetry that says, how I wish that youthfulness will come back to me, just so I can tell it what old age has done. When people are living every moment of their life with intentionality, they're not living with regrets, because they're with Allah at every moment. So, إنما الأعمال بالنيات, to live by intention. The second hadith is one you also already know. لا يؤمن أحدكم حتى يحب لأخيه ما يحب لنفسه. None of you will truly believe until you love for your brother or sister what you love for yourself. Ibn Hajar al-Asqalani, Imam al-Nawawi, many of the scholars specify in their commentaries, this does not refer to just your Muslim friend that comes to the masjid. This refers to everyone. Rahmatun amma. In fact, this was emphasized by the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam himself. To love for your brother or sister what you love for yourself. This means if you would be harmed by a word that you will say about someone, you don't say it. You don't say it. This means that if you would love a particular type of khair, you want others to partake in that khair. This is what it means to live as a Muslim. You want for the world what you have seen the fruits of yourself. There is nothing tragic, more tragic, than Muslims who walk around no longer believing that their own faith has anything to offer the world. May Allah forgive us for our lack of certainty that comes with knowledge. And may Allah protect us from ever believing this. We must love for our brother or sister what we love for ourselves. You want a good life, you should wish that for others and help facilitate that for others. In all the ways that Allah has given you, every one of you here, sitting here, has a unique way to serve Allah through serving His creation. And that is the ultimate manifestation of loving for your brother or sister what you love for yourself. The third hadith. مِنْ حُسْنِ إِسْلَامِ الْمَرْءِ تَرْكُوا مَا لَا يَعْنِي. From the beauty and perfection and excellence of one's faith is to leave that which doesn't concern them. Gossip feels good. Feels good. It will never bring you a higher quality of life. Your jealousy towards someone else will never make you happier. All of the things that we are told to refrain from to protect our own dignity are the very things that when we do make us miserable in this life. Sheikh Waliullah al-Dahlawi, one of the greatest ulama in history, he says in Hujjatullah al-Baligha, in his book, in his incredible book, he begins with the introduction. He says, anyone who claims that anything Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ordained does not have a maslaha in this world has erred in their thinking. Everything Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands for us, tells us to stay away from, are things that cause us peace and joy in this life. This is why Islam is both salam and istislam. That's the whole point, is the peace through submission. When you submit to the directives of Allah that are objective, as opposed to your subjective whims, you will attain peace internally and have the abode of peace in Jannah. مِنْ حُسْنِ إِسْلَامِ الْمَرْءِ تَرْكُهُ مَا لَا يَعْنِيهِ. Leave that which doesn't concern you. It has no meaning to you why someone got divorced. It has no meaning to you why this particular celebrity did this particular thing. It has no meaning to you to engage in matters you're not qualified to do. Stay in your lane. If there are things that you're not qualified to do, don't force yourself upon these matters. Say, this matter doesn't concern me. I'm going to leave it, because that is the beauty of one's faith. You know, subhanAllah, how many Muslims, non-Muslims, I've interacted with over my life. And one of the striking things they find about Muslims is this particular thing. Is that this is none of my business. And if it is my business, what are we supposed to do? Love for your brother what you love for yourself. You engage in that matter in the same way you would want that done to you. Gossip, backbiting. These are, according to many of the ulama, worse than zina. Wal'ayadu billah. These are things we are to refrain from the beauty and excellence of our faith. And the final hadith. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, and Abu Dawood was a genius. This final hadith summarizes everything. All the previous three. Just in case like it wasn't easy enough for us. Just in case it wasn't easy enough for us, he made it easier. إِنَّ الْحَلَالَ بَيِّنٌ وَالْحَرَامَ بَيِّنٌ وَبَيْنَهُمَا أُمُورٌ مُشْتَبِهَاتٌ لَا يَعْلَمُهُنَّ كَثِيرٌ مِّنَ النَّاسِ فَمَنِ اتَّقَ الشُّبُهَاتِ فَقَدِ اسْتَبْرَأَ لِدِينِهِ وَعِرْضِهِ وَمَنْ وَقَعَ فِي الشُّبُهَاتِ فَقَدْ وَقَعَ فِي الْحَرَامِ. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, halal is clear and haram is clear. That which has been explicitly clear is clear, the halal. And the haram, the qat'i haram is clear. In between them, there's gray areas. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam didn't say, no one knows about these. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam didn't say, don't touch those gray areas. He said, لَا يَعْلَمُهُنَّ كَثِيرٌ مِّنَ النَّاسِ. Most people do not know how to navigate those gray areas alone. فَاسْأَلُوا أَهْلَ الذِّكْرِ إِن كُنْتُمْ لَا تَعْلَمُونَ. Ask the people of dhikr if you don't know. That's what the Prophet ﷺ is implicitly teaching us in the beginning of this hadith. And when you can't ask someone, what does the Prophet ﷺ tell us? Whoever stays away from the gray areas because I'm unsure, should I do this, should I not do this? They will preserve their faith and their dignity. How many Facebook posts do we look back at and think, why in the world did I write that? What a humiliating thing to have written. How many WhatsApp messages do we send? And not even like after a year, like literally before we even sent, we clicked the little blue thing and we're like, Allahu Akbar. That was a huge regret. And then you try to delete it and you realize you're not an admin in the group, and then you feel even more humiliated. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam then completes this hadith as follows. He says, أَلَا وَإِنَّ فِي الْجَسَدِ مُضْغَةً إِذَا صَلُحَتْ صَلَحَ الْجَسَدُ كُلُّهُ وَإِذَا فَسَدَتْ فَسَدَ الْجَسَدُ كُلُّهُ أَلَا وَهِيَ الْقَلْبُ. Verily, there is something within the human being, a seemingly insignificant component of the human being. If it is sound and pure and safe, everything else that comes from the human being is safe. And if it is corrupt, everything will be corrupt. Ala wahiya al-qalb. The Prophet ﷺ was so emphatic that he uses a rhetorical device in the Arabic. Is this not the heart? Why did Imam Abu Dawood put this at the end? And why is this a summary? Al-niyya. Where is the niyya? Where is this one's intention? Fil qalb. That's why the Prophet ﷺ once, when he was talking about taqwa, what did he say? At-taqwa ha-huna. And he pointed to his heart. To love for your brother what you love for yourself, what is that concern? Your heart. To leave that which doesn't concern you, you are doing that to do what? Protect your heart from envy and arrogance. I knew this guy was, I knew he was a fraud. I knew this was going to happen to him. Just that statement, just that sentiment in your heart is enough for your faith to be destroyed.
That's why the Prophet ﷺ, he says, someone with a dhirra of arrogance will not even smell the fragrance of paradise. These are the things we emphasize, not because it's cool, but because the Prophet emphasized them. Sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi. And the last hadith, there are boundaries put for your own benefit. This is why I always say, engaging in the haram activities that God has told us not to, that He has prohibited, is an act of self-harm. Because He has only ordained that which is meant to protect you and your dignity and your joy and your peace in this life and in the next. All of this concerns the heart. This is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes it emphatically clear. يَوْمَ لَا يَنْفَعُ مَالٌ وَلَا بَنُونَ إِلَّا مَنْ أَتَى اللَّهَ بِقَلْبٍ سَلِيمٍ. There will come a time when none of the things in the world that we seek protection from will actually protect us, except coming to Allah on that day with a heart that was pure of its vices. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us pure hearts and allow us to live this deen as it was intended by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. أَقُولُ قَوْلِ هَذَا وَاسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهِ لِي وَلَكُمْ يَا فَوْزُ الْمُسْتَغْفِرِينَ اسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهِ وَأَدْعُوا رَبَّكُمْ. اللهم يا رب. الحمد لله حمدا كثيرا كما أمر وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا خير الخلق والبشر. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على سيدنا إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على سيدنا إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم اغفر للمسلمين والمسلمات المؤمنين والمؤمنات الأحياء منهم والأموات إنك سميع بصير مجيب للدعوات. اللهم ألف بين قلوبنا أجمعين. اللهم بارك في هذا المسجد والقائمين عليه. اللهم بارك في هذا المسجد والذين فيه يا رب العالمين. Oh Allah, we ask you to bless this masjid and everyone who enters it. Allow them to leave this masjid today freed from all of their sins. Oh Allah, allow us to all be reunited sinless on the day of judgment in paradise, Ya Rabbil Alameen. Oh Allah, we ask you to bless this community, its leadership from all forms, Ya Rabbil Alameen. Protect it from harm. Protect it, Ya Allah, from anyone who wishes harm upon it. Oh Allah, we ask you to fill our hearts with love such that it overflows to those around us. We ask you, O Allah, for pure hearts that are free from nifaq. O Allah, we ask you of hearts free from arrogance, free from hypocrisy, free from jealousy, free from envy for our brother and sister. Fill our hearts with love that it overflows to those around us, Ya Rabbil Alameen. And allow us to not be barriers in our practice of the deen for those wanting to embrace the deen. And O Allah, we ask you to give us the best of this life and the best of the next. Ameen, Ya Rabbil Alameen. Subhanakallahu bihamdik nashadu an la ilaha illa أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك وأقم الصلاة. يا رب. تفضل يا سيدنا. على رأسي. You heard that, folks. May Allah bless you. Please move up, fill all the gaps. Completely destroy your cell phone. No, I'm joking. Just to turn off your cell phones, please. Silence them, put them on airplane mode. This is your meeting with Allah. We don't want to distract you or those around you. May Allah bless you.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. أشهد أن محمد رسول الله. حي على الصلاة، حي على الفلاح. قد قامت الصلاة، قد قامت الصلاة. الله أكبر، الله أكبر. لا إله إلا الله.
لا إله إلا الله. استوق شعو. Concentrate. الله أكبر. الله أكبر.
الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين قد أفلح من تزكى وذكر اسم ربه فصلى بل تؤثرون الحياة الدنيا والآخرة خير وأبقى إن هذا لفي الصحف الأولى صحف إبراهيم وموسى الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين والعصر إن الإنسان لفي خسر إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر سبحان ربي الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر السلام عليكم ورحمة الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله استغفر الله استغفر الله العظيم بارك الله فيكم thank you for the opportunity my name is Ahmed Deeb I'm an imam from Toledo Ohio I come on behalf of Bayan Islamic Graduate School just to highlight the offerings of this great institution MashaAllah recently launched the first doctorate in Islamic leadership ever in the country and accredited degrees, inshallah. So if you'd like to learn more, I'll be here answering any questions. I also have a program tonight with my beloved father, Sheikh Abdullah Deeb. It's about the first three commandments by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to humanity. It will start, I believe, at 7:20 here at this beautiful, beautiful masjid. And inshallah, I'll also be around Ad Murad to answer any questions that you may have. May Allah forgive us for the small delay. I thought it was at 3, the khutbah. My apologies. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect you all, except from all of you. Please keep us in your du'as, and have a wonderful, wonderful weekend. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.